The Best Method for Bible Study by Alex Crane. Read by Jason Brown. Today's passage comes from Acts 8:30. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. Sometimes Christians complain that following an orderly Bible study method seems to squeeze out the Holy Spirit. At least, it feels that way to them. But if we want to know what God is saying in His Word, our feelings must give way to disciplined and principled study. Otherwise, we'll only be hearing our own thoughts and ascribing them to God. If you want to read the Bible to know God and know what His Word says, here are some basic steps to Bible study. Number one, after praying for God's help, survey the entire book you're studying. After asking God to give you understanding into His Word, open a Bible dictionary or a good study Bible and find out some basic background information about the book. Who is the human author? When did he write this book? What was his situation? Is it a historical book, a letter, poetry, prophecy? Next, skim read the book for what each chapter's main point is. Jot down a title for each chapter. And many Bibles today already have titles added by the publisher. You might follow along with those as you skim read the book, or write your own chapter headings. When you're done surveying the book, try to summarize the book's major themes and main message in your own words. Number two, observe. Now you're ready to dive into a specific passage and make careful observations about it. Examine the text carefully to see what it says. Underline the verbs. Note any key words that stand out. Take enough time to observe facts that are stated, words or phrases that are repeated, contrasts or comparisons that are made in the text. Note any questions about the text that come to mind. Number three, interpret. Define those key words and concepts that you found in the observation step. When you interpret, remember three essential rules. Number one, context. Number two, context. Number three, context. As one clever writer put it, never read a Bible verse, meaning always read a verse in its larger context. Seek explanations for any words or phrases that were hard to understand. Write a summary on what the passage means. Number four, apply the passage in the power of the Holy Spirit. The key question to ask here is, now that I know what God's Word says in this text, what am I to do about it? We also might ask, what does this text have to say about my relationships? Is there a command to obey, a promise to believe, a sin to confess or avoid, a character quality to pursue, an example to follow? These are the kinds of questions to ask as you seek God's help in applying Scripture. Remember that a sensible method of Bible study doesn't diminish the importance of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our powerful guide who helps us as we read, observe, interpret, and apply His Word to our lives. Let's pray now for strength and disciplined consistency to spend well-ordered time in the presence of God as we seek to know Him through His Word.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.